Yo, welcome back, everybody. This is Two Country Boys in Cali. We got another episode back. We're still on quarantine, kind of time zoning. So the episodes, of course, are more sporadic. Like we mentioned, if you guys listened before, we're both essential workers. So we have a little bit more hectic schedule and we're not able to be as frequent as we normally do. But this is episode 24. This episode is me and Quinn. And then we're also going to make sure we give you other episodes pretty soon, too. So you should have two in the next few weeks. We'll try to get more frequently back. In the background, again, is my special guest, my goddaughter, Quinn's daughter.
I finna bring up in here, man. She keep getting too loud on me.
Yeah, so you might just need to just bring her in. So give her camera time now so I can get her registered for SAG that's by the time up. She turns one.
but let me go get her.
Yeah,
bro.
Go right get back. Her. Hold on. But I'll keep it going while he go get her. So in a way, man, we have a lot of great topics that we want to make sure we get up on for everybody who's been up. There's a lot of shit to be talked about. We have topics pertaining towards entanglement. We also have the versus battles that have happened. There's been a couple of versus battles that have happened since we've last talked. Also, too, rest in peace, some of our founding fathers that have lost. And then also, too,
trying to balance the two.
Just the Nick Cannon situation that has kind of gone on, too, as well. We just want to make sure we get all of that on it and all this stuff, too, as well. So, Quinn, and while they were gone, I told them we'll overview the two versus battles. The one that just happened.
Yeah, for sure.
The drunk date, Jada battle versus Fabulous. Entanglement.
Drunk Jada, bro.
Entanglement in there.
Entanglement.
Yeah. But first of all, we want to start off giving rest in peace to who are now our ancestors, John Lewis and CT mm-hmm. Vivian. Both of them passed away on the exact same day. They were both very close friends, Martin Luther King, and a part of our civil rights activists. Lewis was a congressman, and Vivian was a preacher who was had a really, really close relationship with Martin Luther King. Probably, you could say, almost like one of his like best friends, I would say. And they were both like huge in the movement. So we just want to honor them. Gone but not forgotten. Not really gone because they're watching over us, making sure we're all right, especially through these hard times. So if y'all want to just give a praise and research them, if you don't know about those two, John Lewis and CT Vivian, you just want to get the exact same day, and they were close too. So that's just
crazy. Right?
That's God's energy, man. Yeah. I say that's like God's energy right there. Let's start out with let's start out funny. Let's start out entanglement.
that's been a word ever since Jada dropped that joint, bro. Like, entanglements, man. And the thing is, bro, I've been knowing it for a minute because I went to like a soul festival in LA like 5-6 years ago, and Jada was on the front row when August was performing, and she left when August left. So I kind of, you know, it's been rumors going around what they've been doing and stuff like that. So it's nothing new to me. You know, that's their business. So it didn't bother me none.
Yeah, same.
Everybody else. Everybody else got hip to it.
Yeah, that was the same thing with me. I've heard about that. I've heard about that rumor. And then also, too, I've heard about some of Will's transgressions. I could fucking say it on the podcast. There's been rumors for years that Will Smith had a relationship with Rosario Dawson. I mean, dating back to Men in Black 2, on and off. And then around the 7 pounds situation. And that's part of the reason why they said he just took the 4-year break between their relationship between 2008 and 2012 before he did Men in Black 3 because, you know, they both were doing their thing. She was doing her rock stuff.
People don't know that she got a band. Like, people, they don't have a clue what's really going on, man.
She had that nursing show on what, TNT? Mm-hmm.
Hawthorne,
yes.
Yeah, Hawthorne, yeah.
So, you know, they were kind of like at different tracks of their lives. And a lot of people really weren't paying attention because, like, everybody boy J. Cole said everybody want that Will and Jada love or whatever. So, I mean, people
can't handle that, man. They say what they want, but they don't want that. They don't want their real ish.
Yeah, and that was the thing with that. Like, people did it, but August Alsina, man. What's up with your boy, man?
I don't know, man. You know I'm an August fan, bro. Bro, and plus, you know, us red bones, we already 10 steps behind anyway. He just making it worse. We gotta fight this uphill battle every day. And he just making it worse for us, bro. Like, come on, get out your feelings. You know what it was, you know what the deal was. Just do your thing and be you was straight, you was good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You probably got paid for your services, too.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's for like, sure. You know, a roof over your head. You didn't have to pay anything. Because I think at the side of his single, I love it. I think the last August I seen his song I checked for was Bottom of the Bottle with Currency and Lil Wayne. That nigga ain't done shit since then.
He's been so sick, bro. You know, he got immune system problems and stuff like that. So.
And like, he almost lost his eyesight. And I mean, that was cool. Yeah. Everybody was kind of like feeding for him. But it's like, when I saw he dropped the album, and then I saw he did the interview with Angela Lee, I was like, oh, I know he was on some shit. So that like, shit, on, I didn't even watch it, because his interview, because I knew
I
what
didn't
it
watch
was.
It either.
Because I already knew what it was. I knew it was album time, man. And he dropped the 20. I would listen to some of them songs. I'm like, all right, you trying to get your money. I get it.
Yeah.
You independent.
Okay, you independent, you trying to put your name out there, Angela Lee. I got some juicy news. Okay, I'm going to pop this in the album and a follow up with the Adam, what's the song track?
Entanglement, yeah. And that was funny because Rick Ross, and I knew Rick Ross' ass was going to, now I'm a Rick Ross fan, but sometimes I hate some shit he does. But I knew Rick Ross was going to do something with him because Rick Ross got online and said, man, that boy better drop a song called Entanglement. And then Rick Ross did a video. And then after that, he was on the song. So I was like, and I mean, it's a decent song. It ain't nothing y'all going to be listening to, you know?
Yeah,
so,
it's just something for right now, man. Just to, you know.
Make you a couple thousand dollars, you know, make a couple thousand dollars off of it.
Make you some bread off, you know, some streams or something. So that's about it.
Man,
that's all it was.
That's what it was. It was like, hey, drop this song, some streams, you know. And that's good for, like I said, for both parties. Because right now, Rick Ross, on the features, as a feature artist lately, has been, you know, he's been top tier. You know, he got that. He got the Scotty Beam joint off the, you know, Alfredo album. So it's like, it makes sense for Rick Ross, too, because it's like, now his services, you know, he get a little spike in his feature service price. You know, he probably doing 50,000, 75,000 a verse now. But that was Rick
been on some joints. Like, he was on that jump with Freddie too. So
that's what I was saying. Like the Alfredo album, that Freddie and Alchemist. Yeah, yeah. And I've been telling everybody anyway. I've been waiting to hear Rick Ross on Alchemist type of beats and all of that shit. I've been saying that needed to happen, so I was happy that happened because that's his wheelhouse. When Rick Ross doing with that them guys, the Benny the Butchers. The Action Bronson, Mayhem, Loren, like, I feel like Rick Ross, if his latter form of career, if that's all he works with, those like independent luxury Willie the Kid type rappers, man, he gonna put out some dope ass music. Rick Ross ain't even gotta even chase no records no more. That's why I was kind of like, well, did you really need to be on this August Alsina petty shit? But you know, it was
for it's hot right now, so it's like, let me just hop on this, let me see if I can pull some folks, you know.
Yeah, that was what that was. But on other things too, let's go real brick on Nick Cannon.
Man, my guy Nick, man, dang, you can't win, bro.
Oh yeah. That was a interesting 48 hours.
Yes.
I'm still a Nick Cannon fan. I'm too.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm not gonna go kind of easy.
I got one thing, Ashton. Why our culture so quick to cancel folks, bro? Like, we so quick to, man, we say anything out of line, bro, we automatically like cancel, you know, he Uncle Tom Coon. Like, we like, what's up with that, bro? Like, we constantly do that to each other. Like, we always hit each other neck.
Well, I mean, you know, we can say this, I mean, this podcast is unfiltered, you know. Willie Lynch syndrome is fucking real.
It's sad, bro.
And then on top of that too, it's as black people, All of us, I'm going to say all of us, because it still is all of us. A lot of us, we're still researching, trying to figure out religion, trying to figure out social issues and stuff like this, because a lot of us, we went, bring it on camera. Yeah. A lot of us, we never, got information, man. Like, you look at a lot of people, like, I grew up in a household where I was learning about a lot of Black stuff and Latino stuff, as a child. But most, and you know what I'm saying, you were learning too, because, you know what I'm saying, we grew up around people. But a lot of motherfuckers wasn't learning about this shit. They didn't know what the fucking, you know, people just now, I know grown-ass people just figuring out what the fuck the Holocaust was. And then anti-Semite, what the anti-Semite and all of this stuff is. So, I mean, you know, I'm not sitting there going to say it was Nick right or wrong, but do I feel, we all know that if you really look at European society, was salvaging, we're calling them slaughtering and raping Black people. That's we had slavery in fucking every fucking continent.
Yeah.
And it was based off of European taking over and seizing countries. Like, that's savagery. You know what I'm saying? That's not a lie. You know, the issue is some of the other things, and he specified the Jewish community. And it's really weird talking about the Jewish community aspect too, because you have one aspect of Judaism, what we see in America and what we see in, you know, current, versus what historically, what, you know, people expect people who are Jewish to look more like us. So that's a tough conversation in itself. And I try to stay away from that, because shit, man, you don't fucking, that shit, that's the type of shit, like you said, get you canceled. But it's like, you know, when people are sitting there saying, it's like, oh, I thought he had our back. It's like, well, Black people, you either got to be radical or you coon. Like, you can't be in between with a lot
of people. You can't be, you got to pick a side.
And then on top of that, it's like, I tell people all the time, it's like, a lot of y'all motherfuckers, 80, y'all pretend radical. Like, I'm like, what the fuck else could you do? I've been in fucking, I tell people all the time, I've been in social, you know what I'm saying, community working shit, from working in fucking with youth in the fucking prison, to fucking working on fucking presidential campaigns, to now doing work with domestic workers, with immigrant, you know what I'm saying, Black and Latin people trying to get money who fucking work in people's homes. Like, and there's a lot of things that people say that's progressive that I don't fucking believe in. And then there's some shit I just don't fucking care. That's like, it's just not in my like thing. Like, I tell everybody, my mantra is, I just want to get to a point where everybody can be happy, everybody can be fucking miserable. Like, and no issues alone. Everybody got the opportunity to be happy and equal and be fucking miserable. Like, that's at the end of the day from there. And what Nick Cannon and what he's provided, all of the opportunities that he's done.
For sure.
For Black sure, people, bro. For young Black for people sure. who shouldn't fucking have a chance. Because let me get this shit. As somebody who's been in arts for a long time and still finally kind of getting somewhere there, us. Guys like DC Young Fly and those guys do not get opportunities to be on white media. All of those guys, all of those, what's their podcast name again?
85 South.
Sorry. 85 South. So, Carlos Miller, those guys do not, Chico Bean, those guys do not, they do not predicate what white media want out of their comedy. So for Nick Cannon to put those type of niggas on TV,
and they show sell out. They travel and do shows on their own, bro. They sell it now.
Like, but to even give them an opportunity is a huge fucking thing, and a lot of people just don't get that. And I'm sitting there,
bro,
because it's like, you know, I'm friends with a lot of comedians out here that get work, and they don't do, like, I'm keeping them buck, like, they don't do that type of shit, like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Hollywood ain't looking for that type of they think that shit's niggerish. That they don't think that's a good representative of things. You look at, and I mean, you look at what the face of Black comedy right now. I mean, you know, me and him were pretty cool, but it's like Tone Bell. I'm not sure if you're aware of him. Tone Bell getting all the fucking jobs because he's an educated kind of pretty boy Black dude who. They look at safe, even though he's niggers, because he's from Atlanta. But they look, that's what they looking for. They looking for the guy who you could throw in with the white woman and still can throw on a movie like Little. That's what they want. None of those guys that are on Nick Cannon ever in comedy. That's why you look at the success rate, and eventually we're going to have a conversation, a full podcast, multiple conversations about just black comedy in general. Well, with the two different, now I want to get people from there. That's why you see a lot of people like Tony Baker. They having a hard time trying to break in. That's why you're trying to see, and he's cool with tone, because that's two different forms of comedy. Like, you seeing, like, there has to be unity for us to make it. Like, if we keep separating, arguing, and canceling each other out, none of y'all motherfuckers ain't gonna make it.
Exactly. Like, I said, we need a Nick up in there, bro. And he gonna, you know, everybody get their own avenue and get their own thing. And I'm like, oh man, cancel that, man. Cancel this, cancel. I'm like, bro, you don't get it. And some people you can't argue with to go back and forth because they just don't get it. You know what I'm saying? And I have to learn to do that, bro. I have to learn, you know what? You got it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I can't. I don't know if we the only culture usually do that, because usually this is all we deal with is each other. But I feel like, bro, we so quick to go at each other neck. We waiting for anything.
We're the most to do it publicly.
Disagree with or anything. You like what you like or whatever, but I feel like we're so quick to, if I disagree with what you're doing, I'm going to make sure I want you to hear about it.
Yeah, we're the most to do it publicly. I'm going to say that I believe this, and this isn't trying to think that, but I do believe most Asian people, Asian other communities, the motherfuckers hate each other too, but they don't do it publicly. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Japanese and Chinese and Korean, like, nah, a lot of motherfuckers don't get along. Like, we all know that because we live in California, but they don't do that shit publicly. You know, if
we hit each other neck, like, you tweeted this 2 months ago. Oh, I'm finna, is this what you, you know what I mean? They come, bruh, any little thing, man.
And it's a sad thing, man. And it's like, he lost the jobs at Viacom. I mean, we don't know his status a while now. Of course, we know that, you know, Revolt talking, but Revolt got some, and I'm not trying to disrespect Revolt, because I know people work at Revolt, talk to Revolt about stuff. I don't know if Diddy will give him the opportunity to be there, because it's like, Diddy, you're looking at a partner, not a worker. You know what I'm saying? In the camp.
It's you can't do it your way. He gonna want to have his own, you know, his own thing. So
it's like, you coming to Revolt because you know it's gonna get ratings if you bring a Wild and Out type show, black, because we don't have any blacks. That was the only black sketch that we had. You know, niggas ain't watching motherfucking Saturday Night Live.
Nope.
And that shit's been out, you know,
since the '70s.
'70s, '80s. And this is probably one of the longest sketch shows ever. Wildin' Out, because it's been out for almost 15 years.
Yeah, it's been out for a minute, bro.
So, like, when you really look at it, Wildin' Out is one of the longest sketch shows in history. So, Nick Cannon, you got to give him that. And look at all the black people, you know, from Cat Williams to Nick, you know, to Avion Crawford to, hell, even fucking, I would say he did a big thing with Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart went popping and was on Wildin' Out. So, I mean, you just look at a lot of that shit, man, and it's just, I don't know. It's a sad situation. I mean, Nick gonna bounce back. He still got some of his other jobs.
Yeah. He's too creative not to.
And he's, you know, I see he's talking with, I think he's gonna do one with the rabbi. But I mean, you know, he was talking, you know, I mean, who he was talking to, and, you know, was a controversial situation in itself. So, I mean, it's a rough one with my man Nick, but hopefully he bounced back.
Yeah. He'll bounce back, man.
Let me see.
We was killing Gail, a couple months ago? We ain't heard nothing since. So, I mean, it take a little time, though.
Yeah. I mean, and it's always going to be that, man. It's just sometimes you got to be out of spotlight for a little bit. Nick is probably also kind of a bad space, because you posted about it and we put him on the podcast. Ryan, you know.
Yeah, Ryan passed away, man. Rest in peace, Ryan, man. Ocean Beach, San Diego zone, man. Like you said, we interviewed him last year at this podcast Espo, man. He was just getting out of the hospital. I guess the police shot him. I think they called him over there. Something happened. And I think he's been battling, you know, these issues for a while. And it finally, you know, the mental space, it finally got to him, man. I feel bad for his family, you know, the fans. San Diego, period, man. Because San Diego has been taking a lot of losses. I don't know, a lot of people don't know, like, in the local community, stuff like that. But a lot of people been and passed away and stuff, and local legends, a guy in Spring Valley, Mucho. He passed away. He's really like been in promoting and all that stuff in San Diego, in Spring Valley. He passed away, and Ryan passed right after. So he's a local big name people in San Diego that just passed away. So rest in peace to those two, man. The families are praying for y'all.
Yeah, and Ryan's last name is Ryan Bowers. If you know
Bowers, yeah.
If it, y'all want to check out to the music, he was signed to Nick Cannon, so as an artist and rapper.
So yeah, so Nick Cannon got the bad news plus Ryan, you know, end up, you know, some, you know, he ended up passing away. So that's bad, man. Just want to make sure everybody in a good mental space, man. That's the key. So
yeah, and that's what I'm saying is like a lot of the stuff that, you know, I'm not trying to give Nick any, you know, thing with, but it's like, you know, Nick was dealing with that, dealing with this issue, and then on top of that, you know, the bouncing around, a lot of y'all, like, I mean, I'm sure you know, man, Nick Cannon got a lot of stuff behind the scenes when it come in the streets with his family and shit that,
oh yeah, he a lot of people don't know.
He probably needed to say some shit, because some shit probably came back to him, because, you know, they will take out everything, so we're not going to answer that, but let's get on some other thing. Let's get on these versus battles real quick. Let's get on. First of all, let's get on Jadakiss versus Fabulous. What did you think about that one?
Jada, man. Jada, you know I'm a Fab guy, but Jada, man, Jada was so, he stole the show, man. Jada was so lit. He was so drunk. And he had the arms up.
What did he do?
That's my move for the rest of 2020, baby. Like, that's like Jada on him. I'm like, feeling good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was a dope battle, but you know, Fab and Jada, you know, they did their thing. They know they did the music together. They both, you know, from New York or whatever. So but the one from last night though, like crazy.
Yeah, yeah, that was the one from last night. So the one from last night, if y'all did not see it, was Snoop Dogg versus DMX. First of all, who did you have? And I'm about to go down the list. So round one was Intro versus Deep Cover. Round two was What's My Name versus What's My Name? Because that's fucked up. DMX. Get At Me Dog versus Gin and Juice. Round three. Some X Shit versus Dre Day. Stop Being Greedy. Versus America's Most, Money Cash Hoes, A Down, Back in One Piece with Aaliyah, Nigga. Yeah, so I'm saying Ain't No Fun, versus Bitch Please, That's Gonna Give It To You, Who We Be, G's and Hustlers, Get It On The Flow, Shiznit. That was just the first 10. Fuck with the D, you know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all know that lay low, what these bitches want from a nigga. Ooh, Beautiful, How It's Going Down, Pump, beautiful. It's All Good, tough. Bitches Ain't Shit, Slipping, Murder Was The Case, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, it was just, that's just some of it, Slipping, like I said, Murder Was The Case, Niggas Done,
Slipping, yeah.
Doggy Dog, Started Some, you know what I'm saying? 4321, I Love It, Money, Power, Respect, PIMP Remix, Rough Riders Anthem, G-Thang, Party Up versus Drop It Like It's Hot. You know what I'm saying? I might have mixed it up a little, but that was kind of the songs that was thrown in from there.
That was a battle, bro.
Yeah. So
that was a good one, man.
It was a good one. A lot of people I know though, they're kind of upset because they felt like Snoop let it easy on DMX a little bit. What you think about that?
But you got to though. I mean, you know how it's mental space is. So you gotta kind of let's just keep it easy. Let's try to, you know. Because Snoop go, you know, the Deep Cup, when he came out with Deep Cover first, I'm like, all right, it's on. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a crazy.
Yeah, and he. And
that,
he
that
let,
Deep Cover was my joint.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He let it eat, like you said, because I think he wanted to make a celebration. And that's why I appreciate, they kind of wanted to make it a celebration of, like, understanding.
Cause, yeah, celebrating a battle.
Yeah, because Snoop left a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Snoop left a lot of shit on RNG. Snoop left motherfucking like Sexual Seduction, a lot of I mean, even shit like I told people, like Snoop had a top 10 hit, like a huge mega hit, Wild and Free with fucking Wiz last decade. Snoop fucking what, you know what I'm saying? That's 30 years deep, baby, of like hits. And like
hits,
DMX had one of the greatest short runs ever, like very, very similar to 50 Cent. That's why I was saying him and 50 Cent would have been a good fit, but 50 Cent so petty and immature, it wouldn't have been a good battle.
Yeah.
But that short run, but at the same time, I think it introduced a lot of kids about, and a lot of people even our age who don't really know about DMX. Like, because a lot of niggas don't know them DMX features. They know them hits, but they don't know them features.
DMX
put out them shit. So that was a great battle. Snoop had, they was the breath control between both of them performing. That's MCing. That's why I was telling people, like, that's how you supposed to rap.
Yeah.
That's how you supposed to rap, man. That's a, that was a huge, huge, it was a fun battle.
Yeah. And cause I was, it was hurt for me because I've been on that, I've been bumping the Chronic like a mug lately, bro. And also, of course, the early Dr. Dre joint. So I've been like on it. So I was like, that was a perfect transition for me to listen to that battle yesterday, man. So it was dope.
Yeah. So, I mean, who, that was an interesting battle, man. So who did you,
that's what he got, like, he got out of breath, man. I'm just like, Come on, help DMX out, bro.
I mean, DMX, this was the biggest I ever seen. DMX, DMX is kind of,
he got big, man.
Hey, that's why I kind of know he might be all right, because you know he kind of looked like a man about to be 50. You know, he don't look like, DMX be super skinny or something. Like, hey, DMX on that crack, and I love X. When X on that crack, X went from like when he was young, like this fucking muscular, short ass little nigga to motherfucking I was like, all right, this nigga kind of looks shit. Seeing him like this, is like, oh, it's somebody's dad, even though he got like 20 kids. But it's like,
yeah, how's it goes down with my joint back then too. So
yeah, that was my that shit. I would stop being greedy. A lot of them joints still sound great. Like a lot of them DMX records still sound great. Yeah. I think the biggest one everybody was, I think in the group was debating, was people was like, what wins between down. For my niggas versus Money Cash Hoes. That was like the tough. That was one of the toughest ones. And I said, I love Down for My Niggas. Like, you know, Free C Murder, by the way. And on top of that, RIP Magic. But it's like
that money Cash Hoes tough.
That shit's tough. And on top of that, the remix with motherfucking Mac, Beanie Mac, and people love my. That was when, like, and it was on a movie soundtrack, The Corruptor. That's why I was telling people it's kind of rough, and you're going to get the New York bias. So I was saying, that shit was trending for a long time. That's why I was like, you kind of got it. And I love C Murder. Like, but it's like, fuck. That was like one of the toughest ones to kind of like judge. The rest of them, I mean, the first two, three, I was like, man, they're just, them bitches is ties. But it was some of them, it was like, it was a good shit. But yeah, that was my only thing, man. He left some on the table. Snoop, I was like, he should have played.
Yeah, he took it easy on him.
He took it very easy on him.
He took it easy on him. Because Snoop could have destroyed him. He could have took him out. Yeah. But it's all about celebration, man. We need that now anyway.
And that's what I'm saying, too. And I mean, they could always do another one. You could always kind of like flip it again or some shit. And there's like shit you left on the table. Which one do you want to see next?
I want to see Uncle Luke, bro. I want to see Luke battle. I want to see P. I want to see No Limit versus. I really want to see No Limit versus Cash Money. That's what I want to see.
It got to be all 90s, though. It can't be nothing recent because you don't want, like, Drake. That's an automatic fucking playing on
them. Yeah.
But it,
I don't know, man. But that's, I just seen one that was about the Tyrese versus Joe. That'd be pretty straight.
I think Joe beats Tyrese.
You don't think Joe would beat him?
No, I think Joe beats Tyrese.
Oh yeah,
because Joe is older.
Yeah,
and Joe had more albums, and Joe kind of was like, Joe's probably arguably.
You don't tell him what he done wrote for it too. So
yeah, and on top of that, he's probably one of the most successful independent like guys, you know, with Keegar, Meskenberg. So it's like, I mean, Joe's kind of hard to beat because you got records from like 91, 92. Tyrese ain't really got that shit.
Yeah, Tyrese ain't got that. Tyrese challenge.
What more do you want from me? I need to leave Black Tie alone. Tyrese might play some Black Tie rap records. That's some shit. You know Tyrese be trying to rap.
Watts, baby.
Watts, baby.
Watts.
But yeah, man, we about time, man. You want to throw out one show that you've been watching before we...
One show?
Yeah.
I've been watching it. I just got on that P-Valley, bro.
Yeah.
That, you know, South Haven, Mississippi, that strip club joint. So it's on Stars.
Yeah.
So I'm watching. I'm on that right now, bro. Everything else pretty much is off. I just finished Snowpiercer, too. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm a sci-fi guy. So Snowpiercer, I've been on that P-Valley.
Yeah, man. So I'm going to throw out some joints I've been watching. So on Hulu, I finished up Rami of season 2. It's about this Muslim, like, actor who was, like, kind of trying to navigate the world and shit. And then I watched Hightown on Stars. And then I was watching P-Valley on Stars. And then...
did you check out Zoe's show on Hulu? I watched that, too.
Yeah.
Lori Kravitz?
Yeah. High Fidelity. I watched it.
Yeah.
I got some problems with that. They could have had some black dudes on there as a love interest. Besides a light skin.
Man, come on, get off us, man.
I mean,
we try to win. We try.
I mean, technically, I'm red. Technically, I'm, you know, we ain't too far in difference.
We got to work extra hard, bro.
I'm technically, as according to some people, I'm technically kind of part of y'all, but I just not to be claiming it. You be trying to put me in that light skin group too, because I tan.
You know what? Hey, you like it? You like in between, so you can go either way. So
I know,
you're pretty much straight.
Yeah, that's kind of the shit. A lot of people, because, like, I am light, like, really light on some parts of my body. And, like, I have, like, my hair is so kind of thin, but it's just one of those situations. But, hey, man, we out of here, man. Two Country Boys in Cali.
Two Country Boys in Cali.
Streaming, YouTube, organic. Everything. Stay organic. Baby. Stay healthy.
Larry June, stay healthy, baby.
Peace.
Peace.